Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord, I speak.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
This evening, I'd like to share the topic "Exemplars of Prayer" for our mutual edification.
今晚我想同大家分享一下祷告嘅佳范，同大家共同学习。
We all know that prayer is one of the most important parts of a Christian life.
我哋大家都知道，祷告对于一个基督徒嚟讲，其实系一个最重要嘅其中一部分。
We also need that for our bodies, we need to breathe to stay alive.
我知道我哋要生存就要呼吸。
We need oxygen to keep our muscles working and to keep growing and developing.
我哋需要啲氧气去令到我哋肌肉生长、生存同埋发展。
Without breathing, our physical bodies would die.
如果唔呼吸嘅话，咁我哋肉体嘅身体就会死亡啦。
So in the same way, without prayer, our spiritual bodies will die.
咁同一个道理就系话，如果我哋冇祷告嘅话，我哋灵性上嘅生命就会死亡。
So prayer is like the oxygen that enables our spiritual bodies to grow.
咁祷告就好似氧气咁，令到我哋灵性上嘅生命去生长。
And through prayer, we also can receive spiritual gifts and wisdom.
咁通过咗祷告，我哋就会得到呢、这个恩赐、智慧。
And we can also receive spiritual power.
同埋一个圣灵上面嚟嘅能力。
A person with a good life of faith must also be dedicated to prayer.
我知道一个信仰好嘅人，佢一定要系佢一定要好專注咁樣去禱告。
And they have to devote a lot of time to prayer to be effective in their faith.
佢一定會係需要用好多嘅時間，令到佢禱告更加有功效。
So the Bible tells us about many good examples of prayer.
咁喺聖經裏面講咗俾我哋聽好多好嘅聖經嘅禱告嘅典範。
So let us look at some of these examples and learn from the experiences of the saints.
咁我哋一齊去學習下呢啲咁嘅例子，睇我哋從佢呢啲聖徒嘅經驗嚟學習。
So the first example is Moses.
我哋第一個學習嘅例子係摩西。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
我哋打開出埃及記第十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及記第十七章
Chapter 17 verses 8 to 13
第十七章第八至到第十三節
Exodus chapter 17 verses 8 to 13
十七章八至到第十三節第八節那時亞瑪力人來到利非定和以色列爭戰摩西對約書亞說你為我們選出人來出去和亞瑪力人爭戰明天我手裡要拿著神的杖站在山頂上於是約書亞照著摩西對他所說的話行和亞瑪力人爭戰摩西、亞倫和胡爾都上了山頂摩西何時舉手以色列人就得勝何時垂手亞瑪力人就得勝十二節但摩西的手發沉他們就搬石頭來放在他以下他就坐在上面亞倫與胡爾扶著他的手一個在這邊一個在那邊他的手就穩住直到日落的時候約書亞用刀殺了亞瑪力王和他的百姓
When the Israelites were on the way to Canaan they came to a place called Rephidim
當這個以色列人去迦南的途中他們被這個亞瑪力人所侵襲
And they were attacked by the Amalekites at the place called Rephidim
他這個被亞瑪力人侵襲的地方去到一個地方叫做利非定這個地方
So whilst Joshua was leading the fight against the Amalekites,
我哋睇到當約書亞佢係帶領去打呢場仗，去同你亞瑪力人打呢場仗嘅時候
，Moses was praying on top of a hill。
咁摩西就喺呢個山頂裏面上面禱告。
And as long as Moses lifted his hands in prayer,
佢只要摩西佢舉起佢雙手
，the Israelites were winning the battle。
咁呢個以色列人佢就贏。緊呢場戰爭。
But whenever Moses lowered his hands because he was tired, the Amalekites won.
咁但係當佢覺得攰，佢垂低佢雙手嘅時候，呢亞瑪力人就打贏仗啦。
These Amalekites represent our fleshly desires.
呢啲亞瑪力人其實係代表我哋肉體上面嘅私欲。
We know that the devil is always looking for an opportunity to tempt Christians.
我哋知道魔鬼经常去搵啲机会去试探基督徒。
And he will use our fleshly desires to make us sin.
佢经常系用啲我哋肉体用到一个欲念去试探我哋。
So that we will sin and fall.
使到我哋去犯罪同埋跌倒。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
去睇雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1 verses 13 to 15.
第一章十三至到第十五节。
James chapter 1 verse 13 to 15.
雅各书第一章十三至到十五节，十三节。人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。十四节，但各人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引、诱惑的。私欲既怀出胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
So it tells us here that we are always facing a spiritual battle.
呢度话俾我哋听，我哋经常去遇到面临呢啲属灵嘅战争。
And the enemy is ourselves.
其实个敌人就系我哋自己。
The battle is within us.
呢个争战其实喺我哋里面。
And if we lose, the result is our spiritual death.
但系我哋打败嘅话，我哋个结果就系呢个灵性上嘅死亡。
And although we try to do what is right.
虽然我哋经常去想做啱嘅嘢。
Our fleshly desires and our weaknesses always challenge us.
但呢啲肉体嘅私欲经常同埋呢啲咁嘅软弱，经常就系挑战我哋。
And Paul describes this dilemma very well.
保罗形容呢、这个两难嘅局面系形容得好好噶。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
我哋睇罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章
14 to 25
十四至到二十五节。罗马书第七章十四节，十四节，我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。因为我所做的，我自己不明白；我所愿意的，我并不做；我所恨恶的，我都去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承律法是善的。十七节，既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。十八节，我也知道在我里头就是肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我都去做。二十节，若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。二十一节，我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在，因为按在我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
So here, Paul describes the battle between good and evil.
呢度保罗佢形容善同埋恶。
And this battle is within us.
而呢一个争战其实喺我哋中间。
In verse 18,
在第十八节
he says, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
十八节，我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
So how can Paul overcome this challenge?
咁保罗佢点样去克服呢啲咁嘅挑战呢
？The answer is in verse 24 and 25。
答案就喺二十四至二十五节里面。
In verse 24, he says, "Who will rescue me from this body of death?"
二十四节讲到话，边个会救我脱离呢啲死嘅身体咧
？In verse 25, he says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord."
廿五节佢话感谢神，因为靠着我哋嘅主耶稣基督就脱离咗啦。
And how can he win through relying on Jesus Christ? It is through prayer.
佢點樣去依靠神呢？就係佢唯有係佢靠著呢個禱告。
So in the same way that the Israelites won against the Amalekites whenever Moses lifted his hands in prayer，
就好似呢個以色列人去打敗亞瑪力人一樣，就當摩西佢 舉起雙手的時候，他就贏了這場的戰爭。
So in the same way, we will overcome our fleshly desires and our spiritual weaknesses when we lift up our hands in prayer.
就是當我們能夠在我的禱告裡面舉起雙手的時候，我們就能夠克服這些的肉體上面的私欲和軟弱。
And so from Moses, we can learn how to overcome the spiritual battle and spiritual challenges through prayer.
所以在摩西裏面，我們可以學得到，就是我們能夠贏這場屬靈的戰爭，就是我們要禱告。
So a second example is Paul.
我們第二個學的典範就是保羅。
So an important part of overcoming the spiritual battle with our desires and our weaknesses is to understand ourselves.
這個在很重要去贏這場屬靈的戰爭和克服這個私欲裡面其中一個最重要的因素就是我們要認識我們自己。
By understanding where our weak points are and what area we need to improve on, we can guard against leaving a foothold for Satan.
如果能明白到我們自己的弱點在哪裡，同埋點樣去令到自己進步，咁樣我們就唔會被留地步俾魔鬼。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
我哋睇哥林多前書第九章
，verse 27，
第二十七節。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27. Here, First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27.
哥林多前書第九章二十七節。
Here it says, Paul says, No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
呢度話：我是克服己身，叫身服我。恐怕我傳福音給別人，自己反被棄絕了。
When we realize and accept that we are weak，
當我哋如果能夠認知到同埋接受我哋自己其實係軟弱嘅
，We will turn to the Almighty God for help。
咁我哋就去求呢個全能嘅真神去求佢幫助。
And by doing this, we will learn to trust in God and rely on God。
只有咁樣做，我哋先至能夠去完全信靠神同埋倚靠神。
And we can do this through the process of praying to God for our weaknesses.
我哋可以经过呢个咁嘅程序，就去祷告神，去为我哋嘅软弱而祷告。
So that is what we can learn from our second example of Paul.
咁呢个就系我哋可以喺第二个典范保罗身上学到嘅。
And we can also look at Second Corinthians.
我哋可以另外睇翻哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 12,
哥林多后书第十二章
verses 7 to 10,
第七至第十节
verse 7 to 10,
第七至第十节，第七节，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，但是有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我。免得我過於自高，為這事我三次求過主，叫這根刺離開我。他對我說：我的恩典夠你用的，因為我的能力是在人的軟弱上顯得完全。所以我更喜歡夸自己的軟弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我為基督的緣故，就以軟弱、凌辱、急難、逼迫、困苦為可喜樂的，因我什麼時候軟弱，什麼時候就剛強了。
So Paul prayed to God about his weakness.
所以保罗佢求神，佢对于佢嘅软弱，佢求神向神祷告。
But God did not take away his thorn.
但系神并冇将呢根刺令到佢离开。
However, Paul understood that this thorn was a reminder for him to rely on God.
但系保罗明白呢一根刺就系令到佢能够更加系倚靠神。
To remind him to keep trusting God and praying to God.
令到佢更加繼續去信靠神。
If anyone thinks that he or she is perfect,
如果有人覺得佢自己係完全嘅
，then they would have no need to rely on God.
咁佢就覺得咁就冇呢個需要去依靠神啦。
But we know that no one is perfect.
但我知道冇一個係完全人。
I'm sure we don't feel that we're perfect at all.
咁我諗大家都覺得係我哋都唔係完美嘅。
There's always something that we can improve on.
咁一定有一啲地方我哋其實係可以有進步嘅。
And there's always some weakness that we can find in us.
咁我哋喺我哋裡面一定會有啲弱點。
But we can know that by understanding ourselves.
咁我哋知道，如果我哋能够明白认识自己嘅话。
Then we will know how to pray to God about it.
咁我哋就会学习得到点样去向神为呢啲软弱而祷告。
And through relying on God, we can build a relationship with God.
咁如果能够信靠神嘅话，我哋就与神之间建立一种关系。
Because we will know that we need God.
我哋知道我哋需要神。
And we'll know that God has the power and the strength, not us.
咁我知道只有神先至有呢啲咁嘅能力。但唔係我哋有呢啲咁嘅能力。
And we'll know that we can only reach perfection by relying on God.
我哋知道我哋能夠要達到完全，就只有信靠神。
And we cannot rely on ourselves.
我唔可以依賴自己。
So from Paul, we can learn how to pray for our weaknesses.
所以喺保羅裏面學習得到，我哋要為我哋嘅軟弱而禱告。
We said that to understand our weaknesses, we always need to examine ourselves.
我哋知道，我頭先講過話，要明白我哋嘅軟弱，我哋要經常去審察自己。
If something is not going well in our lives,
我哋知道，如果有一啲事情喺我哋生活上進行得唔係幾好
，perhaps we need to stop and look at ourselves.
或者我哋會停低下嚟去睇下自己。
Is there something that we have done?
是不是一些我们已经做过的事情呢
Is there something that we need to do?
或者一些我们需要做的事呢
Is there something that we should have done, but we haven't done it?
或者有些事情其实我们是应该做的但是还没做呢
It sounds quite complicated.
听起来好像很复杂的。
We can only find out and understand by praying to God.
但是我们只有去向神祷告才去找到这样的原因。
And we can learn that from our third example, which is Joshua.
我哋可以學習到呢啲咁嘅事情，就係從約書亞佢啲身上學習得到。
So our third example is Joshua.
我哋第三個要學習嘅人物就係約書亞。
We know that Joshua led the Israelites out of into Jericho, into the land of Canaan.
我哋知道約書亞佢帶領啲以色列人去進入呢個迦南地。
The first thing they had to do was to conquer the city of Jericho.
他们第一个需要攻占的城市叫做耶利哥城。
They followed God's instructions and they did it very easily.
他因为他根据神给他的指引，所以他做起来就很容易了。
But nobody knew that a man called Achan had sinned.
但没人知道有一个叫做阿干的人他犯罪。
And you can see that in Joshua Chapter 7, verse 1.
我们可以在约书亚第七章一节里面找到。
Joshua chapter 7, verse 1.
约书亚七章一节。约书亚记第七章一节。
Joshua chapter 7, verse 1.
约书亚记七章一节。
Here says, But the Israelites acted unfaithfully in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of them, so the Lord's anger burned against Israel.
以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大的支派中，谢拉的曾孙、撒底的孙子、加米的儿子阿干取了当灭的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。
So Joshua did not know that Achan had sinned.
當時候約書亞不知道阿干是犯罪。
Next, the Israelites had to conquer a city called Ai.
是一個這個以色列民要打攻打的城市叫做艾城。
Let's look at verses 2 to 5.
我們看第二至第五節。第二節，當下約書亞從耶利哥打發人往伯特利東邊靠伯利文的艾城去，吩咐他们说：你们上去窥探那地。他们就上去窥探艾城。他们回到约书亚那里，对他说：众民不必都上去，只要二三千人上去，就能攻打艾城。不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。第四节，于是民中约有三千人上那里去，竟在艾城人面前逃跑了。艾城的人追杀他们36人，从城门前追赶他们，直到士巴林，在下坡杀败他们，众民的心就消化如水。
So Ai was a much smaller and weaker city than Jericho.
但艾城是一个比较更加小、更加弱小的城市，对于耶利哥城来讲。
But yet the Israelites could not defeat it.
但雖然係咁樣，但係呢啲以色列民唔能夠打敗佢。
Joshua could not understand why.
約書亞唔明白點解。
So he prayed to God.
佢向神禱告。
Let's look at verses 6-9.
我哋睇第六至到第九節。
Verse 6-9.
第六節，約書亞便撕裂衣服，他和以色列的長老把灰撒在頭上，在耶和華的約櫃前俯伏在地，直到晚上。約書亞說：哀哉，主耶和華哦，你為什麼警令這百姓過約旦河，將我們交在亞摩利人的手中，使我們滅亡呢？我們不如住在約旦河那邊倒好。主啊，以色列人既在仇敵面前逃跑，我還有什麼可說的呢？迦南人和這地一切的民聽見了，就必圍困我們，將我們的名從地上除滅。那時你為你的大名要怎樣行呢？
And then God told Joshua the reason.
咁神就話俾約書亞聽嘅原因，其中嘅原因。
And that's in verses 10-13.
就喺第十至到第十三節。第十節，耶和華吩咐約書亞說：起來，你為這樣俯伏在地呢？以色列人犯了罪，違背了我所吩咐他們的約，取了當滅的物，又偷竊，又行詭詐，又把那當滅的放在他們的家具裡。因此以色列人在仇敵面前站立不住，他們在仇敵面前轉背逃跑，是因成了被咒詛的。你們若不把當滅的物從你們中間除掉，我就不與你們同在了。
And so through his prayer, God told Joshua where the sin was and why they had been defeated.
So 通過咗約書亞嘅禱告，神就話俾約書亞聽點解佢哋話俾佢聽邊個犯罪。
And then God told Joshua what he had to do.
咁神話俾約書亞聽佢需要做啲乜嘢。
They had to bring out Achan and his family and stone them to death.
佢需要捉呢個阿干呢個犯罪嘅人出，同埋佢個家人出嚟，將用石頭釘死佢。
So sometimes it's important to keep examining and evaluating ourselves.
所以有時候我哋好重要嘅係需要去不時咁審查同埋審查自己。
To see what we are doing in our lives.
去明白我哋究竟生活上邊做緊啲乜嘢。
By praying to God, it can help prevent our sin.
咁通過向神禱告，我哋就可以發現到究竟我哋有冇罪。
Even maybe the sin that we do not know about.
雖然有啲罪我哋唔知道嘅。
The sin that may be separating us from God and His blessings.
雖然嗰啲罪，呢啲咁嘅罪就係將我哋同神分隔開。
We can read that in Job chapter 22.
我哋睇約珥書。約伯記。
Job chapter 22.
約伯記第二十二章。
22章
二十二節。
Job chapter 22, verses 21-22. So here in Job chapter 22, verse 21.
約伯記二十二章第二十一節，你要認識神，就得平安，福氣也必臨到你。
And in verse 22.
二十二節，你當領受他口中的教訓，將他的言語存在心裡。
So here tells us that we must submit to God and be at peace with Him, and then prosperity will come to us.
呢度話俾我哋聽，我哋必須要順服主，所以一切嘅福氣就會臨到我哋啦。
So in the same way, we can pray to God for all the sins that we have committed or that we do not know about, and God will bless us.
所以我哋就可以向神禱告，就話俾雖然有啲罪我哋冇犯過嘅，咁但係經過我哋禱告，神都會將福氣賜俾我哋。
Or perhaps the sins we haven't done that yet, but we have that intention in our hearts.
雖然有啲罪可能我哋仲未犯得到，仲未做，但係呢個罪已經停留喺我哋心中。
And we need to pray to God about that as well.
雖然係咁嘅事情，我哋都要向神禱告。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17.
睇耶利米書。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米書第十七章。
Verse 10.
第十節。
Jeremiah chapter 17, Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 10, here it says, I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve.
要告訴我聽, 我耶和華 是審察人心, 試驗人肺腑的, 要照各人所行的, 和他所做的事情的結果報應他。
There's a testimony about a brother.
有關於一個弟兄, 他有一個這樣的, 有一個這樣的見證。
And this brother was struggling with his faith.
這個弟兄, 他, 在信仰上面, 有些掙扎。
One night he could not resist temptation and he went out with his worldly friends.
有一晚, 有一個晚上, 他, 不能夠去抵擋這些這樣的, 試探, 他就跟他, 外面的朋友出去。
But thank God he did not sin.
感謝神, 他最後都沒有, 犯罪。
When he got home in the early hours of the morning, he felt a deep sense of emptiness.
他當這個清晨回到家的時候, 他覺得很空虛。
As he was about to go home, he felt that he needed to go to church.
當他剛上回家的時候, 他有一個想法, 就是他想去教會。
When he got to the church, he sat in the chapel.
當他去到教會, 他坐在, 教會裡面。
And he thought about all the bad things that he had done.
他就想起所有的壞的事, 他做過的所有的壞的事情。
And then he heard the sound of praying.
他突然聽到一些禱告的聲音。
He saw that it was a sister who always went to the church to pray at 8 o'clock every morning.
他見到有一個姊妹, 他, 這個姊妹, 他經常大概早上8點就去到教會來禱告。
This sister had always invited the brother to pray with her.
這個姊妹, 她經常去, 邀請這個, 弟兄跟她一起禱告,
but he never did before.
但她, 就從來都沒有這樣做過。
However, that morning he felt very ashamed.
但在那個早上, 她覺得非常羞愧,
so he decided to pray with her.
她就決定跟她一起禱告。
And in his prayers, he was moved to tears.
在她的禱告裡面, 她很感動, 到哭, 到流淚。
And he resolved that he must pray for the Holy Spirit.
她覺得她應該是去, 求這個聖靈。
When he got home,
當她回到家的時候,
he wanted to go to sleep.
她想去, 即是去睡覺。
But he felt compelled to write down all his bad points.
但他突然間就覺得有個這樣的需要, 他將他所有的弱點, 寫低。
He wanted to write them down and then try to get rid of them.
他想將這些弱點, 他, 寫低, 而, 將這些弱點除去。
And he had the burning desire to change himself.
他有這個這樣的, 迫切性, 他想, 改變自己。
So he wrote down his weaknesses.
那他就寫低了他的弱點了。
So he wrote down pride.
他寫低了, 驕傲,
selfishness,
自私,
unkindness,
不仁慈,
impatience,
沒耐性,
and laziness,
和懶惰。
And he couldn't explain why.
他不能夠解釋為什麼,
but he immediately felt the need for God.
但他非常之, 突然間感到他很需要神。
So he got up and started to pray.
那他就, 起身去禱告。
And tears poured down his face and he was crying like a child.
咁佢, 流淚, 佢流淚得好緊要, 就好似一個小朋友咁樣。
And he felt pain and sorrow about his past life.
佢好憂傷, 好痛苦, 係, 對於佢以往, 嘅所做嘅, 而感到憂傷。
During his prayer, his hallelujahs were getting louder and louder.
在他的禱告其中, 他講 Hallelujah 這個聲音就, 越來越, 聲響 越來越大。
But he began to be afraid that he was disturbing his neighbors.
但佢, 有, 他又驚, 這個聲音, 禱告的聲音, 是, 騷擾到他的鄰居。
When he thought about that, the feeling inside started to go away.
當他, 有這樣想到的時候, 這個, 這個感覺, 這個聖靈就好像, 走開了這樣。
Yes, so the movement of the Holy Spirit went away.
那, 這個聖, 這個, 這個感動這個聖靈呢, 就, 走開了。
And then he realized that he cared too much about losing face.
咁佢就, 覺得呢個係原因, 係因為佢, 覺得咁樣, 禱告好似好冇面。
So he was too worried about what the neighbors would think rather than concentrating on his prayer.
佢, 佢太過去著意佢鄰居係點樣諗佢, 而唔係好專注咁樣去禱告。
And when he focused on God, instead,
咁跟住落嚟, 佢就, 好全神貫注咁樣喺神裡面。
The Spirit of God filled him again.
咁神嘅靈就充滿咗佢啦。
So this brother's testimony reminds us
這個弟兄的見證, 提醒我們,
that we should always examine ourselves in prayer.
我們要經常去審察, 在禱告裡面審察自己,
and we must test our faith.
同埋我哋要測試我哋自己嘅信仰。
And that's what Paul tells us as well.
咁就好似保羅話俾我哋聽。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我哋睇哥林多後書。
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多後書第13章。
2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5.
哥林多後書第13章第5節。
Chapter 13, verse 5.
哥林多后书第十三章第五节，你们总要自己省察有信心没有？你要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
So we must test our faith through prayer.
我哋需要喺祷告里面试验我自己。
But then after that, we have to take action.
但系喺祷告咗之后，我哋需要采取一啲行动。
We have to follow the instruction of God.
我哋要跟随神俾我哋嘅指引。
And follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我哋需要圣灵俾我哋嘅指导。
And then correct our faults.
系改变呢啲嘅错处。
And then we will feel God's power within us again.
咁我哋就觉得神嘅能力就重新喺我哋里面啦。
And let's look at Lamentations.
我哋一齐睇耶利米哀歌。
Lamentations.Chapter 3, verse 40.
耶利米哀歌第三章第四十节。
Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 40.
耶利米哀歌三章四十节。
Here it says, "Let us examine our ways and test them." And then it says, "Let us return to the Lord."
呢度话俾我哋听，我哋应当深深考察自己嘅行为，并且归向耶和华。
So from this example of Joshua,
所以在约书亚这个例子里面,
we can learn how to pray about our failures and examine our faults.
我们学习得到怎样为我们的弱点和我们的错处而祷告。
And so then we can receive God's blessings.
那我们重新就从神里面得到平安和祝福。
That's right. So the fourth example is Isaac.
我们第四个要学习的典范就是以撒。
So Isaac gave us a good example of praying for others.
以撒俾我哋一个好好嘅例子，就系佢为其他人祷告。
Isaac was married to Rachel.
我哋知道以撒佢同拉结结婚。
But sadly, Rachel could not have children.
但系拉结佢唔能够有小朋友。
And in those days, not to have children was a very sad and shameful thing for a woman.
喺嗰個年代，喺嗰個時代，如果唔能夠有小朋友嘅話，係一個非常之悲傷、好悲慘嘅事情。
Oh, sorry. Isaac's wife was Rebecca.
以撒佢嘅太太係利伯加。
And Rebecca could not have any children.
利伯加佢唔能夠有小朋友。
And so she was very sorrowful about this.
佢为呢件事非常之咁悲伤。
And in Genesis chapter 25 verse 21.
喺创世记二十五章二十一节里面。
Here it tells us that Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was barren. The Lord answered his prayer and his wife Rebecca became pregnant.
呢度讲到以撒因为佢嘅妻子唔能够生育，佢就为佢祈求耶和华。
And then Rebecca became pregnant.
咁利伯加就怀咗孕啦。
And so Isaac could not do anything to help his wife to in her condition.
咁当时以撒并唔能够为妻子利伯加做啲乜嘢。
All he could do for her was to pray for her.
佢所以能够做嘅就系为佢而祷告。
And that was how he showed his love.
咁佢就用呢个咁样去显出佢嘅爱心。
We may show our love and concern for others by being nice to them.
我哋如果要显出我哋嘅爱心同埋关怀嘅时候，我哋就对佢啲对呢个人好啲。
We might take care of them and buy them presents and so on.
我哋或者想照顾佢，同埋或者买啲礼物俾佢咁样。
But for Christians, one of the best ways to show our love is to pray for others.
但系对于基督徒嚟讲，如果我哋要献出我哋嘅爱嘅话，就系为佢祷告。
For we know that if somebody has a problem.
但如果我哋知道有啲人佢有啲问题。
Our power and our wisdom is limited.
因為我們的能力和智慧都是有限的。
Sometimes when other people are in need, there's nothing we can do.
有時當我們知道有人有這樣的需要的時候，可能有些事情我們並無法幫他。
There's nothing that we can do or say to make their situation better.
或者有些事情我無法幫他，或者去講令到那個情況轉好。
For example, we know there's a sister from Britain.
有一個姊妹，我認識得她，她是在英國的。
And she is back in Hong Kong to have treatment for nose cancer.
她從英國回來香港，因為她這個有一個鼻咽癌。
And she is only mid-30s.
她只是在她三十幾歲。
She has three small children.
她有三個小朋友。
And her children and her husband are separated from her because they're in the UK.
她的小朋友和她的丈夫和她分開了，因為她們依然留在英國。
Because she has to come to Hong Kong for treatment.
因為她需要來到香港來接受這個治療。
And her children are too small to be with her.
而她的小朋友因為太小了，所以她不可以跟她一起。
And whenever we meet this sister,
當我每次見到這個姊妹的時候，
sometimes we feel that we don't know what to say.
有時我覺得好像不知道跟她可以再說什麼咁。
Oh, how can we say I understand?
我怎可以跟她說我明白你呢？
Because I don't understand.
因為我真的不明白她。
Because I don't have cancer, how can I know what it feels like?
因為我真的沒有這個癌症，所以我真的不明白她有癌症之後的感覺是什麼。
But yet we want to do something to comfort her or help her.
但我想做一些事情去安慰她，去幫助她。
And sometimes we don't know what to do.
有時我不知道可以應該做些什麼。
But then we always say that the best thing to do is to pray.
所以我經常說就是說最好幫她的方法就是為她禱告。
And she said as well that the best thing that anyone can do for her is to pray for her.
而她自己也是這樣說，就是說對她來說最好的就是為她禱告了。
And all we can do is to pray and ask God for his comfort and peace.
而我們可以幫她做的就是求神給到平安和安靜她。
So to pray for others is a very important and the most useful help that we can give.
所以為其他人禱告是很重要和一個最有用的禮物。
I remember that when we were in university, we would have the pressure of exams.
當我記得就係話，當我仲係讀大學嘅時候，因為讀書考試有好大嘅壓力。
And often our mother would say to us.
好多時候我媽媽都同我講。
Oh, I don't know how to help you.
我唔知道點樣可以幫到你。
So all I can do is make some soup.
我可以為你做嘅就係煲啲湯俾你飲。
And pray as well.
仲有禱告。
And that's maybe the most important thing.
因為可能呢啲係一個最重要嘅事。
There's another testimony about a sister who prayed for her family.
另外有一個見證就係有關於一個姊妹，佢為佢嘅家庭禱告。
This sister's father was diagnosed with advanced cancer of the larynx.
而佢呢一個爸爸，佢就係又係患咗呢個癌症，喺呢個鼻咽癌咽喉。這個咽喉有這個癌症。
And he had to have 35 sessions of radiotherapy.
他需要去接受30個療程，在這個電療裡面的療程。
And he could not eat any solid food.
他不能夠吃固體，不能夠吃任何固體的食物。
And he had to be fed through a drip.
他就需要喉管去輸送食物給他。
And moreover, the doctor said they would have to make an opening at the base of his throat to help him to breathe.
而很多時候，還有一件事就是說，醫生告訴他，他要在這個喉裡面開一個洞，令到他可以呼吸。
So this sister was very sad because her father was in his 80s.
這個姊妹她很傷心，因為她爸爸是當時是80多歲。
And she didn't want him to suffer so much.
佢唔想佢爸爸再繼續咁受痛苦落去。
But her father and mother were not church members.
但係佢嘅爸爸媽媽並唔係信徒。
They were idol worshippers.
而佢哋係拜偶像嘅人。
But yet the sister asked the church to pray for her parents.
但係呢個姊妹佢依然要求教會係為佢爸爸禱告。
And but she didn't tell her father about this.
但係佢就並冇話俾爸爸聽呢個禱告嘅事情。
And then thank God, the father's cancer was under control.
感謝神就係經過一段時間就係佢爸爸嘅癌症咧就受到控制啦。
And he had no side effects.
亦都冇啲副作用。
And he was very active still.
咁突然間就突然間就變得好似好活躍咁樣。
And then the sister told her father that it was the love and grace of God that had helped him.
咁嗰時候，個姊妹就話俾佢父母聽，就話其實係神嘅愛同埋恩典去救翻佢。
But her father did not believe her.
但係佢爸爸就唔信有啲咁嘅事情。
And but then when she told him just how serious his condition was.
咁但係佢話俾佢聽，佢當時其實個病情咧就好嚴重㗎。
The father was quiet for a long time。
咁佢個爸爸就突然間靜咗好耐。
And then he began to ask about God。
咁佢就開始發問有關於神嘅事。
So the sister tried to explain to her father。
咁呢個姊妹佢嘗試去解釋俾佢聽。神的事情
But she could not because she spoke English and the father spoke Chinese, she couldn't communicate so well.
因為佢呢個姊妹佢係講英文，而佢爸爸淨係識講中文，所以佢哋冇辦法能夠溝通得好好。
And also her mother was illiterate, so she couldn't read the Bible for herself.
而佢媽媽就係唔識字嘅，係文盲嘅，所以佢都唔能夠讀聖經。
So that she could understand for herself.
咁佢冇辦法去自己去讀聖經，去明白聖經。
So again, this sister prayed to God and asked God to open their hearts.
咁呢個姊妹佢就向神禱告，求神去開佢嘅心。
And then gradually her parents came to believe in God and were baptized.
咁一步一步咁呢個佢父母就嚟到教會接受洗禮。
But then later on, the father began to take some Chinese medicine.
咁經過一段時間嘅過咗之後，呢個爸爸佢就開始去食一啲中藥。
And he began to tell everybody that it was the Chinese medicine that helped him, not God.
佢開始話俾其他人聽，其實係呢啲中藥去幫到佢，並唔係神去幫助佢。
And after that.This father began to have the cancer symptoms again.
咁經過一段時間，佢呢個爸爸佢癌症病徵就翻嚟。
And then, because instead of giving glory to God, he was giving glory to he was saying that the medicine had helped him.
咁佢唔單止冇感謝神嘅恩典，而係佢將呢一切佢好翻嘅原因就係歸咎於中藥。
But after the sister spoke to them,
咁當呢個姊妹同佢再講過呢嘅嘅時候
，eventually her father realised what he had done wrong.
咁佢爸爸就意會得到究竟佢做錯啲乜嘢。
And he knelt down and prayed to God for his mercy and forgiveness.
咁佢跪低求神禱告，希望神俾憐憫同埋饒恕佢。
And then thank God his father was well again.
咁感謝神，佢爸爸嘅病情就繼續好轉啦。
And so this testimony reminds us how important it is to pray for others.
呢個見證話俾我哋聽，為其他人禱告其實係好重要噶。
And how by praying for our loved ones, we can let them see not only can God help them, but we can help them to understand God's love.
如果為其他人禱告，係使佢明白得到神對佢嘅愛係有幾大。
And that also we can bring the grace of God to them.
咁我哋可以將神嘅恩典去帶俾佢。
So our final example.
跟住落嚟嘅典範，最後嘅典範，我哋要學習嘅。
Elijah.
就係以利亞。
And Elijah is an example of how not to give up in prayer.
以利亞話令到我哋學習嘅就係我哋唔可以放棄我哋嘅禱告。
At that time when Elijah was a prophet in Israel.
嗰時候，當以利亞喺以色列地，佢仲係先知嘅時候。
There was no rain in the land.
嗰度乾旱咗一段時間。
And Elijah kept praying and praying for a miracle.
以利亞不斷咁樣禱告，就去求神。
And eventually there was the miracle of rain.
突然間就出現咗呢個神 神嘅奇蹟就係落雨咯。
We can see the story in 1 Kings chapter 18。
我哋睇列王記上第十八章。
First Kings chapter 18。
列王記上第十八章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18. First Kings chapter 18, verses 41 to 45.
十八章四十一至到四十五节，四十一节，十八章四十一节。以利亚对阿哈说：你现在可以上去吃喝，因为有多雨的响声了。阿哈就上去吃喝。以利亚上了加密山顶，屈膝在地，将脸俯伏在两膝之中，对仆人说：你上去向海观看。仆人就上去观看，说：没有什么。他说：你再去观看，如此如此七次。第七次，仆人说：我看见有一小片云从海里上来，不过如人手那样大。以利亚说：你上去告诉阿哈，当吐车下去，免得被雨阻挡。
So here Elijah kept praying and praying for the miracle.
咁呢度以利亚佢不断咁样行切嚟祷告。
And eventually his prayers came true.
咁去到最后佢嘅祷告就变为事实啦。
So Elijah's example is to tell us not to give up in prayer.
咁样以利亚呢个例子话俾我哋听，我哋唔可以放弃我哋嘅祷告。
If we just pray one time for something.
如果我哋要为一啲事情祷告，但系只祷告一次嘅话。
How can we show God our sincerity?
咁我哋点可以去表现得到我哋其实系诚心诚意咁样祷告咧
？Or how can we give God a chance to act?
咁我哋又点会俾到机会俾神去采取行动咧
？By persevering in prayer.
当我哋好行切不断行切咁样祷告嘅时候
，We can build up our trust in God.
我哋可以将信心建立喺神。当中
as well as show God that we trust him
我们可以表现得给神看看其实我们是信靠他的
and we can show God that we our hope is in him
我们可以表现得给他看其实我们在他里有在神里面有希望
let's look at our final verse Hebrews
我们看最后一个经节希伯来书
Hebrews chapter 10
第十章
Hebrews chapter 10 verses 35 to 36.
第十章三十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verses 35 to 36.
希伯来书第十章三十五至到三十六节，三十五节。所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，全这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
So in conclusion，
所以我哋做一个结论。
Tonight we have learned from several examples of prayer。
今日我哋学咗好多有关于典范。在祷告里面的典范
From Moses we learned how to overcome our spiritual battle through prayer
从摩西里面我们学习到怎样在祷告里面打赢我们属灵的战争
And from Paul we learned how to pray for our weaknesses
从保罗当中我们学习到怎样为我们的软弱而祷告
From Joshua we learned how to pray for our failures and examine our faults
从约书亚里面我们学习到怎样为我们的弱点和要不时审查我哋嘅错处
，so that through doing that we can receive the blessings of God。
咁样做嘅话，我哋就重新得到神俾我哋嘅祝福。
From Isaac we learned how to pray for others。
从以撒，我哋学习得到点样去为其他人而代祷。
And from Elijah we learned how to persevere in prayer。
从以利亚，我哋学习得到点样锲而不舍咁样不断行切咁嚟祷告。
Well, we mentioned before that praying is like breathing for our spiritual bodies。
我哋喺开头嘅时候讲过，祷告就好似呼吸咁，好似属灵嘅身体里面。
Sometimes people say that you can improve your breathing.
有时有啲人讲就话你可以将你嘅呼吸改善。
If you take exercise and keep fit, you can make your breathing better.
如果你做运动保持健康嘅话，你就令到你嘅呼吸更加畅顺。
So in the same way, by building up our life of prayer, it's like taking regular exercise for our spirit.
而好似我哋喺我哋祷告嘅生活里面，就系我哋要经常去做运动，去令到我哋健康。
So, but we know that if we just do it once or twice, we cannot improve our physical condition.
而但系我哋如果做呢啲事情，只系做一次或者两次嘅后，就冇办法去改进啦。
So what we need to do is to build it into our everyday lives.
而我哋需要做嘅就系将呢样嘢系带入我哋日常嘅生活里面。
So we hope that by learning from these examples of prayer, we can build prayer into our everyday lives.
而希望通过呢啲以上所讲嘅例子，我哋将祷告带入我哋生活日常生活里面。
So may God help us.
求神帮助我哋。
Let's sing our final hymn.
我哋唱最后嘅首诗。
Hymn 259。
唱诗259首。